A nice win for you guys tonight. Really put the pressure on. Hot shooting in the first half. Kind of looked like, felt like you guys kind of ran out of some steam in the second half. How would you assess tonight's game here with Sterling?
Yeah, I felt like the majority of the game, we played pretty well defensively. I think when we subbed there at the end of the first half, that group gave up 13 points in less than 3 minutes. That's ridiculous. And then that group that finished the game there, same thing. I mean, our key guys did what they were supposed to do tonight. I'm a little disappointed in a couple of our road guys, but it's a big win. We played pretty decently, and let's just move on to the next one. 3-0 sounds good.
It was maybe just such a huge lead to start off there early in that second half. That maybe lose their focus a little bit?
Yeah, it's like just like the other one. It's human nature a little bit when you have a 40-50-point lead not to continue to grind and play. But, you know, we just got to get better. We got to worry about one possession at a time and continue to grow. And I felt like we got better from game one to game two, and I felt like we made another jump tonight. But we have basically one more little warm-up game, and then our season gets really, really hard really, really quickly. So continue to get better, watch the film, get back to work tomorrow, and get ready for Sunday.
Well, nice to see Chet Kibbe back in lineup tonight. He had a pretty nice night, led you guys to 19.
Yeah, the funny thing is I didn't think Shake played very well. I don't think he played with a ton of energy. The stat sheet says that he really had a really good game, but Shake's a really good player. If we're going to go as far as we're going to go, we really need him to step up. And you see the athleticism. The kid can jump out of the gym. He can block shots. He can do a lot of things. Then he can even step out and knock down a three, which I don't mind him shooting threes as long as we're playing in the paint first. You know, let's wear him down in the paint, and then they're helping down. Then we'll kick it out. I think we did a pretty good job that night of really wearing them down inside, and that opened up the perimeter stuff for us.
Hey, guys, shot the ball all right from the three-point perimeter tonight, 6 of 21. I think free throw shooting at 15 of 20, I think it's probably one of the biggest nights of the year going to the foul line.
Yeah, it's we don't work on that as much as we need to, but it's nice to see the guys get up there and knock them down when we have the opportunities to.
Well, you guys do get the win to go to 3-0 on the year, and Sunday, really your final big tune-up here before a big run here, Spring Creek Academy, and next 3 days you get to back to the court here to work on some things to improve upon.
Yeah, we'll take this last one and run with that, and then we've got about 4 to 5 days to get ready to go to Nebraska, and we have a real big test with North Platte and McCook, and then the following weekend we're in here against the number 7 ranked team in the country, Odessa. So we got to keep getting ready. We got to keep building on what we're doing, and I feel like we're on the right track. We just got to keep grinding. We call it an inch a day. We're trying to grind an inch out of our guys every single day, and somehow we got to find that inch tomorrow to keep getting better.
You guys did had a lot of rotation, a lot of minutes really between 15 and 22 tonight. Did you anticipate that no more than 22 minutes, no fewer than 15 tonight?
Yeah, we kind of did. I didn't realize it would be that good. Our assistant coaches did a great job of keeping it really, really balanced. So that was a good thing to see a lot of guys get an opportunity. I don't know. How many guys did we have in double figures scoring?
You had 5 in double figures.
See, so. I mean, you're getting 5-6 guys in double figures every night. That's great because we're not having guys have 20, 30-point games. We're having 15 here, 16 here, and that's really good. I mean, when you have a different guy leading and scoring every night, you're going to be really tough offensively, and so far that's what we've done.
Another great win to go to 3-0, 93-52. Coach Patrick Nee, post-game. Thanks as always, Coach. Good luck to you coming up on Sunday.
I appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.